I think that a lot of people do know some Aboriginal people that just don't realise it.
You look at my mum, she's English. You look at my dad, he's Aboriginal. And look at me, I'm a bit in between. I haven't got the flat nose anymore. I sometimes wish I did.
You know, just because I'm Aboriginal doesn't mean I have a flag tattooed to my forehead.
Like, most of them call me Auntie Lynn, and I'm happy to be their auntie, even though that I'm not.
Because I am Aboriginal because of my DNA, not because of my lingo.
Meet the Mob, a podcast from 1233 ABC Newcastle with Jill Emberson. Subscribe at abc.net.au/Newcastle.
I'm out in Holmesville this week for Meet the Mob. It's a chance to learn a little bit about Wayne Robertson, an Awabakal man who might also tell me a thing or two about how the used car market is going at the moment. Because that's been your world for what, how many years, Wayne?
27 years.
So how is the market?
Dying. New cars are better. There's a lot of new models out at the moment. So they've superseded all the older cars. So cars that have been around for 3 or 4 years have all been superseded. So people have saved their money. I'll go buy a new model.
Yeah, if you think about it, you don't see many old cars on the road these days, do you?
Not now. No, they're too old. They haven't got all the safety features what people want.
As well as the safety features, what about some of the high-tech stuff that's in cars? I get a bit intimidated by it sometimes.
I'm too old for that. I get the young ones to do Bluetooth and all that.
Do you find that, as you're trying to sell cars in the yard, that that's a bit of an issue?
It is an issue for me because I'm too old.
You can get with the program though, can't you? I see you've got an iPad over there.
It's not mine. It's the kids.
How old are you?
58.
What led you to selling cars?
Gifted a gab. Knowing a lot of people helps. Referrals is the best way to sell cars.
Actually getting referred from somebody who had a good experience.
80% of customers are referrals, if you're any good at it. 80%.
Is it just the gift of the gab?
Manners cost nothing. That's a big start. Say good day, hello, how are you? Ask the people their name, what they're interested in. Have they got any family? What they're driving now? All these little features that you got to pinpoint before you get them into the car.
I've always imagined that it must be a pretty tough game selling cars.
If you don't sell them, you won't be there.
No sale, no dinner.
No job. Yeah, see a lot of people come and go, a lot.
When somebody told me about you, I thought, oh, isn't that funny? I'd never thought of an Aboriginal guy selling cars. Is that just because I live in a small world?
Yes.
Are there many Aboriginal guys selling cars or women?
Yes.
Yeah, even here in Newcastle?
Where I work, there's 1, 2, 3, there's about 4 of us, not all partially selling cars, but all related to selling cars. All my sons have done their mechanical course through work. They're all qualified mechanics through work. So there's a lot of people about.
Given the large extended family of Aboriginal people, does that create any problems when it comes to actually selling things?
Makes it easier. Very easy.
They don't lean on you to give them a good price?
They always do that. I always give them that anyway.
So does that mean that your sales skills aren't that, you know, important when push comes to shove?
You can't say they're order takers. You've got to know your product a little bit better than the next bloke.
So it's going to be a tough ride over the next 10 years, Wayne?
I hope to retire before then. 5 years gone. Got too many grandkids.
How many?
12, one or more on the way.
How many kids do you have, Wayne?
6.
Any of them still here at home with you out in Holmesville?
No, the last one won't walk about.
Did you show him or her the door?
You could say that.
Okay, so the kids have all gone. You're looking forward to doing what in your retirement?
Cooking him a new kitchen.
I didn't mention that we're in the kitchen. I've done a couple of Meet the Mob interviews now in the kitchen. So you're planning to completely make this one over?
Yes, 37,000. Rip it all out.
Do you spend a lot of time in the kitchen?
Yes. My wife will burn boiling water and kill a cactus. Can't cook.
Oh, so you're the cook of the house?
Yeah, yes.
Well, you just served up some beautiful rolls here for me this morning, so thanks for that.
Pay for it when you go out the door.
Wayne Robertson with me in Meet the Mob this morning on 1233 ABC Newcastle. You're an Awabakal man. Where does your family come from?
Originally from Newcastle.
On what side of your family?
Mothers.
You've popped here on the kitchen bench, Wayne, a beautiful old photo of your family. And I can see there's a woman there and a hubby holding a bub. Who's in this photo?
Great-grandmother and grandmother herself and her two sisters.
The great-grandmother is clearly an Aboriginal woman. Is that the Awabakal connection?
Yes, Mary Isles.
And then her daughter?
Eva DePazzi.
That was your grandmother, and then she had your mum.
Claire.
She had a big family?
She had four sisters and one brother.
And then you came along, and how many brothers and sisters have you got?
Seven brothers, three sisters, 257 cousins, plenty of car sales.
Were you ever part of the politics of the Aboriginal group here in Newcastle?
In one way, yes, and others, no. We know who we are. We don't have to have a piece of paper to say who we are, what we've done, all that stuff. But, yes, I've probably been a member of Newcastle Co-op for over 40 years.
The Wabakal Co-op?
Yep, 40 years I've been in that. Bit disappointed the other day I found out that I might be off the register. Even though I've been there for 40 years, they've taken everybody's names off the register.
What's the register?
To say who you are registered as a member.
And why is that register important? What does it mean?
Well, it tells you your family history and culture, where you all come from.
And that's an important place to have that recorded?
Yes, it is. It's been there for a long time.
Being a part of that Wabakal Co-op, what did you get out of it, apart from being on that register? Why was that important to you?
I got an employment out of it when I was 18, worked over at the Blue Mill. That was with old Bill Smith, Bob Smith, and all that mob there. They had their own contract with BHP to put the railway lines in and railway shutters and stuff like that. I worked over there for a few years with old Bill and Bob. They had their own employment agency. The Smith Brothers had a contract, and anybody who was an Indigenous coming along, and they got to start straight away. They didn't have to jump through hoops or nothing, as long as you was willing enough to work, wasn't scared of heights. There's a couple of brothers, they done the art there. They taught them how to do the Aboriginal art.
Oh, so you learned some of that stuff through the co-op?
Yes.
Is that useful?
It's part of your culture. You can tell where the paintings come from with the different colours that they use.
And what are the Wabakal colours?
Well, basically it's a brown and a black. You know, they got the coal and stuff like that down in this area. That's how my brothers were taught. I never got into the painting bit, but the other brothers done that. So all their paintings were brown and black.
What other stuff did the co-op do in the past or that it's doing now that gives meaning to your life or your family?
Oh, they do preschools there. It's got a preschool there for the kids, and they do the culture stuff there with all those. They have a few features there for the elders that come to there and do their work too.
Would you relate more to that kind of a Wabakal service than a mainstream non-Aboriginal service?
Yes, I would.
Why?
They're our people. You bond better with people that you know. Family.
Sometimes my family drives me nuts, so I'd rather run away from them, to be honest.
But you always go back.
Yes, at the end of the day, yes.
You always go back.
Wayne Robertson, otherwise known as Robbo, is that right?
Yes.
Better known as Robbo.
Oh, the car game, they call me the burglar.
The burglar. He's a bit of a card, isn't he? He's my guest this morning on 1233 ABC Newcastle. How much have things changed if you put on your sort of a Wabakal hat and look at what it was like for your great-grandmother there in that old, beautiful black and white photo? How much have things changed?
Running water. Taps, fridges. Oh, I remember growing up, if anybody came to school with shoes on, they were a rich family. We had Kero fridges, ice fridges. Great-grandmother had a TV and we used to all go visit her because she had a TV.
Where exactly was that?
47 Cowper Street, Walls End.
Are you serious? You remember that?
Yes, I do. And my auntie only lives down the road and she just sold her bathtub. They'd been there in the family for over 100 years. 100 years for a bathtub. We had a round bathtub and I hated it because I was the last one to get in it.
With the same water?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, Moneybags.
Who you call Moneybags?
How are you? Chris Back.
What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I'm looking to get another car. You still selling them or what?
Yeah. What do you want?
I want a Toyota Hilux fuel cab.
New or used?
Used.
I've got two in work. I'll be there on Saturday morning. I'm not there today or tomorrow.
How much are they?
One's under 28, and I think that one's about the same. They're both SR5s.
Yeah, no worries.
One's got 127Ks on the white one. There's a gold one there with 124Ks.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
The white one's a pick of them.
Yeah, only want to spend $25,000, but Robbo.
Come and see me. I'll negotiate anything.
I know that. I've got me trade as well, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, that'll be
all right. All right. Come and see me on Saturday morning.
Righto, mate. Thanks for
that. All right.
You know your cars.
Hope so.
You actually can rattle off the details of what's on the yard just like that?
Yes.
You reckon people won't buy it if they don't really want it?
No.
You can't talk people into buying cars they don't really want?
Yes, you can.
Did you ever think of selling anything else?
Land.
Land?
Yeah, I had a go at that for a little while.
Hard?
Ridiculous hard. Yes, silly. No good. You don't get as many customers through, you don't get the chinwag with people as much.
Do people ever spot you as an Aboriginal man?
Some do. Most of my customers are of Aboriginal background anyway. And I wear all my Aboriginal ties. There's just probably about 100 of them around the house here somewhere.
Are you kidding? Let me have a look. I can see one over there. It's got like a dot painting on the tie. Is that the kind of thing, like a dot painting? Yeah. On the tie? Oh, there's another. That one's in the earthy colours. That's one in reds and that. So you wear them deliberately?
Yeah. Not deliberately. That's mine. They're mine.
Wandering through the beautiful house of Wayne Robertson out here in Holmesville for Meet the Mob. Oh, this is the biggest collection of Aboriginal ties I have ever seen. No. That is, ties with Aboriginal dot painting prints.
Norman Cox, the most artwork I buy off his ties. He designs most of those ones there. He's the best, one of the best artists at the moment.
And do you buy them because you like them or because they help you sell cars or both?
No, it's me. I like the ties.
I noticed you got a few dot paintings and things on the wall here in your house too. Tell me about this one.
Tommy Crow, he comes from Uluru. Brought that one there, cost me a bit of money. I brought three paintings, so I kept two and sold one. I've got a bigger one inside there.
Let me go and have a look. That's like a big map of Australia with...
It's not dot painting, it's more figurine painting, and it tells a story on some of the art, what's available food-wise, culture-wise, where he's been, where he hasn't been. That boomerang up there, that come from Broome. That was done by an old fella up there. I didn't buy that because most of them made in China now.
Yeah, that happens, doesn't it?
Shit happens.
Does Aboriginal art appeal to you?
Yes, my brother has done some really big paintings, you know, like size of that big door there. Dave does some really big ones. Just your culture thing and what's about and what's in that area. See the colours on that one there? It tells you where that colour come from. You should know that.
Speaking of colour, well, we just come back through your old kitchen here, Wayne. What is the colour scheme of the new kitchen?
Brown.
You've been listening to a 1233 ABC Newcastle podcast. For more, visit our website at abc.net.au/Newcastle.